from you to make me feel complete. I love you for what I can get from you to make me feel worthwhile. Because guess what? I don't even feel worthwhile without your love. And unless you tell me that I'm a great guy, I don't even feel like a great guy. And unless you tell me how handsome and loved I am, I don't feel handsome and loved, you see. Because you are the one who's going to make me feel special. And I love you. I love you. I love you so much for what I can take from you. Give me a big juicy kiss, baby. Now, if you're doing this, do not feel guilty. It just means you're acting out an erroneous way of thinking that you were taught by the world in yourself. This is the phase where we hear about what we need to be aware of so we can choose for something else. And this is also the part where most people either go the most unconscious or they feel the most resistance. Okay, that's okay. Because I've done it. Is there anyone in here beside me is willing to admit they've done what they are hearing in this book? Okay, now, okay. And even if you don't raise your hand, we know you have. It's 100% participation no matter what you do. All right. So why are you here? It's no accident. Yeah, there's not a person in here that's never looked at a situation or a relationship at some time in their life in terms of what they can get out of it. Who's honest? And that doesn't mean you're bad. It just means you acted that out in the past, right? So the course, now this is my fun part. Now don't forget I'm going out on my trader date. Okay, you ready? Now I found you, and you are the special self that I love for what I think I'm going to get from being with you, which is my completion, right? Now this could be a friendship too. This could be a job. This could be your relationship with money. It's the exact same thing. What do I want money for what I can get out of it? What do I want this new job for what I can get out of it? You understand what I'm saying? It's the same. So if you think it's not just about, I'm talking about just love relationships. I'm talking about everything that you come at from a perspective of having lost your connection with your source. And now you think you're a person that's on your own trying to make it in the world where there's not enough to go around, and hopefully I can get a few relationships that I can get some semblance of safety in before I die. That thought system. And it's a beautiful day, so I think I'll go hiking. But I got to be on the lookout for a mountain lion. And the course is saying stuff like, guess what? You all are really mad at God. Y'all don't want to admit it, but y'all so mad. Some of y'all so mad at God that y'all deny God. Some of you all are so mad at God because something created you and put you in a world where you are open to attack. And I'm mad about that. Yeah. Why am I in a world where I have to make sure I don't have any shampoo before I get on the plane? Why am I in a world that I'm afraid to walk in certain neighborhoods? Why am I in a world where it looks like people don't trust each other? It's like, how many times have you said that sometime in your life when you were a kid, some of you may not, but some of you may have, said something that went like this, I wish I had never been born. Mm-hmm. Have you ever said that in your whole life? A situation where you go, I wish I had never been born. You know, it's like, why was it putting me? When I was a kid, that was one of my major questions I used to ask myself. I used to go, what put me here? This is crazy. Yeah. Not only is it crazy, people don't think it is. And that's even crazier. You know, they think it's normal. They think it's normal to hate. They think it's normal to be suspicious. They think it's normal not to express appreciation. It was funny. I complimented a person that was about to leave, and I was sincerely wishing them the best. And a person knew I was another person I just met knew that I was had been playing the role of a teacher, and they said something to the effect of what I said was like a standard spiel that I gave to people when they were asking me to say something loving to them. And First of all, it revealed a lot about them. So I knew immediately that that was a person who did not sincerely share their feelings with people, and a lot of times would say things that was just something he was used to saying without any thought. How did I know that? Who can tell me?
Rejection.
Because they projected it on me first. Yeah. So the first thing when a person says, especially if somebody didn't ask me what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling and they tell me, then I immediately know that I have tremendous insight into the workings of their mind. Mm-hmm. So they've already let me know right off the bat what kind of person they are. If you listen, you will avoid so much pain in relationships, because everyone reveals their own mind by what they say about others. That's all this is, as psychic as you need to be. Whatever that person says about somebody else is exactly what they'll say about you. That's just that simple. Don't think if you're with a person they're gossiping and criticizing that they're going to exclude you. Because see, your special relationship, which you think is exclusion, makes you think you're the one that's going to be separated from everybody else they talk about. That's what a special relationship does. It makes you think it's an exclusion relationship. But what they're doing, they're innocent, but they're letting you know how their mind operates. That's not to be used to attack them. That's actually to be used in order for you to know how to have more peace with them. Because it's a lot easier to have peace with people you are aware of than people that you're not. You see what I mean? So when you are going into a relationship of any kind and you want to know what kind of person that you're about to enter a relationship, be interested instead of trying to be interesting. Right? You're going to pay attention to how they treat the waiter. You're going to listen to what they say about their previous friendship or relationship or job from the past. Because you know if they have not resolved the situation that they were in last, you know that they're going to bring that into the situation with you. And all you have to do is listen. But the average person is what? Trying to be interesting. They're not trying to be interested. How many times have you walked away from a social gathering where you just pretty much met somebody and no one asked you one single thing about you?
Yeah.
They talked about themselves the whole time you were there, but they never asked you one single thing. Okay, why do you think they're going to be any different when you get in a relationship with them when this is the impression period? You understand what I'm saying? This is the period where they're showing you their greatest, coolest side. But you know what? That person is cute. Enough said. That person has a job that pays six figures. Enough said. You know what I'm saying? So, most of the time, people in relationships that they're responsible for, because they're the ones who gave the person the phone number. So that's why you can take responsibility for all your relationships, because you're the one who chose to enter them. Now, where both partners see this special self in each other, the ego sees what? A union made in heaven. Because both of us see something that we can get in each other. See, in most cases, it's one person seeing something they can get from the other one, so they want the relationship, but the other person don't see nothing they can get out of you, so they don't. Mm-hmm. We call that, they were attracted to me, but I wasn't attracted to them. Or they were attracted to me, but I wasn't attracted to them, or vice versa. I was attracted to them. Well, that means for a man that doesn't know the truth, that means this is the code. I don't see anything in you to get and to make me feel complete that I can get my value from in you. So I'm not attracted to you. Now, I walk in the night and I see somebody who I really see can be that special self that helps me feel complete and makes me forget my own fears and insecurities about myself. And they look at me and they go, oh my God, I feel so attracted to you too. I believe you are the one who can complete me and help me not be aware of the fears and insecurities and issues that I got. We see what? A unit.